Do you feel that Canadians are fully aware of how this could affect our daily lives in both the country and in the province of Quebec as an English-speaking Quebecer?
I think, unfortunately, all Canadians and Quebecers are not fully aware of what's going on. That once again, these laws are leviathans. Even I have a hard time understanding it. We have very famous lawyers on our team. We have Brent Tyler. We have a few other lawyers behind the scenes that are helping us that are quite famous. And even they have a hard time understanding everything that is in this law. So we are, our task force this summer, dissecting it to get ready for the fall to make sure we can inform Canadians. But I think people need to tune in, because if you look at this law and you understand it, I think you'll be against it. And that will be Quebecers that are English-speaking, French-speaking, Indigenous, and newcomers should really look at this law. And there's some nasty things in it.
And why do you think that there continues to be such great efforts taken, in a sense, to snuff out the English language in the province of Quebec?
It's a great question, and it's obviously an unfortunate reality that, once again, it's all about just sort of trying to protect our slice of the pie. That, you know, I'm an English-speaking Quebecer, as many of your listeners are, and my family's been here for 9 generations in the Eastern Townships. And, you know, I'm a proud Quebecer, and once again, that my life and the life of those I know were defined largely in the English language. So I'm a proud Quebecer, but I'm also a very proud English-speaking Quebecer, as I'm sure many of your listeners are. And once again, it's not that Quebec is solely defined by French. Is, once again, I think that's a myth, and I'll be frank, a lie, that Quebec is not solely defined by the French language. It's been a very diverse place since its founding. And once again, that people don't always realize is that English and French are the official languages of Quebec, that even though we're often told that French is the only official language, that, once again, is not true. So, you know, once again, there's all these myths that I think have built up over time. Some of them are that, once again, French is the only thing that matters in Quebec, and as well that, you know, in a variety of other things that try to exclude people. So I think we really need to push back as a community. And I really want all your listeners, if they're listening and care about it, is that we need to speak up and start speaking out about these things.
Now let's talk about the task force, Colin, that you are a part of and actually have formed. Who is also a part of this task force, and what has been on the agenda so far?
Yeah, no, thank you for asking. So some like-minded individuals and myself got together in late May and started having regular weekly Zoom meetings to try to stop Bill C-32 and 96, that it really is scary that all our federal and provincial parties, except maybe the Green Party of Canada, are for these things. And then about 5 days after Bill 96 was announced, Justin Trudeau, our prime minister, said that the federal government would allow the constitutional amendment, which shocked and appalled many people, including myself. So about 30 people and myself got together and founded the task force. We adopted a statement of principles, and we put out a press release in late June that was picked up, and we were on the front page of the Montreal Gazette and in a variety of newspapers and TV shows. And so that was really great. And so we wanted to, once again, our purpose is to stop Bill C-32 and 96. We don't want these to be made law. So we're trying to inform the public. We're fundraising to be able to disseminate our message. We're lobbying mayors and federal and provincial politicians. And on the group, once again, we have really exceptional people. We have very famous individuals. We have Brent Tyler, a fairly well-known lawyer. We have Marcus Tabachnik. He's very well-known in Montreal. He was the head of the school board covering the West Island. We have Jerry Cutting, the head of Townshipers Association. We have a former president, 2 former vice presidents, and 2 board members. Of the QCGN, so that's the provincial interest group representing all English speakers. We have someone called Keith Henderson. He's a former leader of the Equality Party. We have Mayor Randy Jones, so he's on board, and we have a few other mayors as well. We have young guns. We have 2 guys who are in their late 20s who went to Harvard and Oxford, very smart guys. And so we really have an exceptional team of people from the Lower North Shore, the Gaspé, the townships, and the Outaouais, and Montreal, obviously, and Laurentian. So we really have some great people on our team. And we're going forward, once again, trying to inform the public about it. We're trying to build up the membership. So we have about 450 new members that have signed up, and we're getting organizing them into regional chapters and committees at this point.
And can you speak a little specifically now about the Lower North Shore chapter?
Of course, yeah. So we've just founded chapters. So we do have a Facebook group if people want to look up Comité Spécial Task Force. And we also have a website, it's languageequality.ca, and just click on the Task Force tab, and you can read about the Task Force, you can donate, and you can sign up for a Lower North Shore chapter or a different one if you want. Once again, the past week or so, we're trying to found chapters to get our membership on board and involved locally, because one of the biggest things we need to do is, once again, get people involved, inform them on what's going on, and then we need them to fundraise and also lobby local politicians. So one aspect of Bill 96 is that they want to take away the bilingual status for the 89 municipalities that have it, and they're going to do so based on the census. So if you're less than 50% Anglophone, you lose your status. So that is now the case for 50 of 89 of them. And so that's going to affect a lot of Quebecers. So you need to tell your local mayors and councillors, hey, I want to keep our bilingual status. And so we're trying to facilitate everyone to get involved. So I encourage all your listeners, please look languageequality.ca, click on the task force and join the Lower North Shore chapter, and we'll have exciting news in the next few weeks.
Well, great. And so that's how our listeners can also be a part of the process, right, Colin?
That's correct. So yeah, you can sign up for the task force, you can sign up for the committees and the chapters, you can also make a donation. So we have no government funding, we have no corporate funding, we're just relying on individuals donating. In our first 24 hours when we launched in June, we raised about $3,000, which I think is pretty good, but we need to raise about $100,000 by Labor Day. So we're getting there. This week we've started an active fundraising campaign. So anybody listening who cares about the English language in Quebec, about basic human rights in the province of Quebec in Canada, donate $1, $2, $5, it doesn't matter. Everything really counts. And as well, when you join up, you'll start to get regular updates. We're going to encourage people to get involved in the process. And in September and October, things are going to get very exciting.
Okay, and we're going to share this, of course, on our Facebook page and our website, along with the copy of this interview.
Thank you so much. That would be great.
And everyone, that was Colin Standish, a constitutional lawyer, speaking with us today about the language reform bills on both the provincial and federal level, as well as the new task force that has been created to oppose the language law reforms. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you so much.
And this is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablanc.